Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Hear No Evil. I am your
show producer and voice jockey, and I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes. I'm designing Dr. Robert L. Plummer website, so it's like it's taking so much of my time that I do not have enough of me to go around, so I'm between designing his updating his website, talking to you, preparing for my meeting with the producer and engineer Eli Tubo. Shout out to Eli Tubo. And promoting the books and preparing to, you know, do so much more. It's like it's just never enough of me to go around. I mean, just so popular. No, just kidding. Yeah, but tonight I'm only going to be on for half an hour. But tonight's topic is a very touchy one. And I know a lot of you may or may not call in. And if you do, that would be good because we really want to open up the dialogue. But there are just too many people going to jail right about now. Your lovers, your children, your family members. Crime is a really big problem in the family, especially during times when money is kind of funny and you don't have all of the resources and the guidance and the counseling that one needs when conflicts occur. And sometimes you have to make great decisions in regards to bail. Now, if you found out that your lover or your child was guilty of a crime and had to bail them out, would you? Now, be honest. Call me and let's talk about it. 347-989-1. Now, a lot of people aren't aware about the process of bail. So I'm discuss that. Now, if you bail a person out of jail and they are innocent, do you get your money back? These are some questions that some people want to know. But my thing is, if you know a person is guilty and they're your lover or your child, like, would you bail them out or would you make them suffer because you know they did something wrong? But check this out. Bail money is not returned if you use a bail bondsman. If you post the full bail amount with the clerk of the jail or court, they will refund your money, and proceedings are over, and the defendant is finally sentenced. But paying a bondsman is usually 10% of the bail money that the court sets. This is their fee that they charge in the event that you do not have the full amount of bail that the court sets. Because bail is used to ensure that someone will show up to their court hearing, and if they show up and are there throughout the trial, at the end, whether they are guilty or innocent, the bail money is returned. A lot of people are not aware of that. So a lot of times people think, you know, that the person is they're going to lose their money. Now, there are some situations where you post bail for people and they skip town. If that happens, forget about it. You're not getting your money back, okay? So don't bail out a person that you know is a serious flight risk. Now, someone sent me an email, and the question is, I have a friend, a loved one in jail. Should I bail them out? Now, if you've been arrested and bail has been set, most people want to know if you should bail out. If you can afford the entire amount of the bail, like I said, then, you know, you go to all of your court dates. You will get all your money back when your case is over. If you need to go through a bail bondsman, then you have to make a decision. Now, when someone is arrested and taken to jail, you must be taken before a judge within 3 court days. That sometimes can mean a week or so of real time, depending on when you are arrested and there are weekends or holidays coming up. Bail is set on a bail schedule. The courts have determined what the standard bail should be based on the seriousness of the charges against you. If you use a bail bondsman, generally you pay them 10% of the bail amount as a fee for them assuming the risk for the entire bail amount. That means if you do not show up for court, they could be liable for the entire bail amount. it is important to understand that you do not get the money you pay the bail bondsman back when your case is over. You can bail out before your first court date, or you can wait and have your lawyer try and get the court to reduce your bail. Often, depending on the charges, your lawyer may be able to get the court to release you on your own recognizance. That means you do not have to pay anything and still get released from jail. But by getting your bail reduced or eliminated can mean thousands of dollars saved and may be the difference between being able to hire a lawyer to represent you or not. But you will have to sit in jail until your court date. Now, only you and your loved ones can determine if it is worth the wait to try and save that money. Keep in mind, any days you sit in jail at the beginning of your case will count toward any custody you ultimately are ordered to do. Or if you are not ordered to do any custody, those days in jail will mean your fine is reduced. So if you have a loved one currently in jail, you need to get a lawyer ASAP. It is very, very serious. We have a caller calling in from a 518 area code. How are you? Hello.
Hello
You are on blogtalkradio.com. Hear no evil. And the topic tonight, should you bail out a guilty individual, loved one, or lover?
Could you repeat that again?
Would you bail out a guilty lover or loved one? You know, like a child or a lover or a brother or a sister or a cousin. Would you bail them out if they were guilty and you knew they were guilty?
Wow. Depends on what the crime is.
Really? Even if you...
Yes. You have to understand. I would have to say, first and foremost, I think I probably would, because from being experienced with that area of life on the other side,
mm-hmm.
I know what it is to be sitting in that situation. But like I said, it's still like, you know, it depends on what the situation is. I mean, you know, yeah, it depends on the situation. It depends on the crime. It would have to depend on the crime. Because
so you're saying that a serious crime, you would say no?
Well, any crime is serious if you go to jail and have to get a bail. So, you know, I would have to say, you know, a sex crime, a deliberate murder, you know, something like that. I would have to be real skeptical about something like that, because then, you know, then you have a loved one. I mean, it's a touchy situation, but in regards to anything other than that, I think I probably would bail the person out, and if they run, I'd lose my money. But at the same time, too.
But you said that it depends on the crime. So even if they were guilty and you knew they were guilty, should it matter what the crime was?
Well, when you're dealing with a loved one, you know, some people have a tendency to jump to conclusions, and they figure, well, okay, you committed a crime. They know you committed a crime. So that puts a damp on the situation, whether it's a family member or not. And people tend to turn their back on people in situations like that anyway. So it's a heartfelt situation. So, you know, to bail somebody out of you would have to have some kind of compassion in your heart and love in your heart, regardless of whether the crime was anyway. That would override that crime. But at the same time, you have to be skeptical too, because like I said, if it's a sex crime or deliberate murder, you know, or something drug related, the way you didn't really have to do it, even though you did it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a touchy situation. It depends on the crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like right. being it's kind of like being on jury duty, and you know, you gotta weigh the pros and cons of the situation, because
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a touchy situation. I mean, a loved one, even if it's a regular person, it's still a touchy situation, because guilty, you're guilty, you got to go to jail anyway. I mean, if you get bailed out, you know, you could be out a day, a month, a year fighting the case, or get remanded and go back to jail. I mean, anything could happen, or you could take it upon
mm-hmm.
yourself and run, you know. I mean, it's a lot
Which
of variables
worse.
You have to look at.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of variables you have to look at, but like I said, being straight up about it, I would have to look at the crime, you know, and the reason behind the crime, whether it's deliberate or not. I would have to look at it, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes you put in a situation where you have to do things.
Crime is survival.
I mean, it could be survival. It could be a situation. It could be affairs of the heart. I mean, somebody might have disrespected your loved one, and you got caught out there and defending their honor or whatever, and you went and did what you had to do, or you did what you felt you had to do because you knew nothing else was going to get done. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of people out here. Prime example, let's say a brief scenario. Let's say somebody violates somebody in your family, and your loved one goes and defends your honor, and you even tell them, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Let the police handle it, knowing all well that the police is not going to do nothing. The person
uh-huh.
goes to jail, they get out, slap on the wrist or whatever. All they're going to do is commit the crime again, you know, especially
uh-huh.
if it's a crime of physical contact, a sex crime or whatever, domestic violence. You know, those are the main ones where, it's, okay, you let a person out, they beat the person up, whatever, whatever, whatever. 2 weeks later, they kill the person. Where
uh-huh.
if they just would have put him in jail and left him in there, now
right.
I wouldn't have had to go deliberately commit a crime to defend that honor, you know, of my loved one
right.
and put myself in a situation. So, you know, there's a lot of variables to that. But
mm-hmm.
it's a touchy situation, you know. I mean, a lot of people, once you commit a crime, a lot of people just turn their back on you anyway because they feel that, you know, it's just negative. But if the
mm-hmm.
shoe was on the other foot, they would want somebody to bail them out.
Well, if they had the money, then, and they don't bail them out, you know,
I mean,
but if they don't know if they're guilty, because in my opinion, I don't see the necessity of bailing someone out if you know they're guilty. Like, if you know they're guilty,
well,
and you get a bail bondsman, you're not going to get that money back.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will get your money back if the person doesn't run. Once they go back to court and get remanded and the case, they get convicted or whatever, or even
right.
if the case gets dismissed, you will get your money back. So
well,
that's no loss there. The only way you won't get your money back is if you bail a person out and they run. Once they
uh-huh.
run, they jump bail, you automatically lose your money. And if they catch them,
uh-huh.
you still lose your money and they still going to jail anyway.
That's
so
terrible.
Yeah, it is. That's what
so
I say. It's
like
a lot of variables.
Business risk.
Well, it is. I mean, that's what I say. Even if you're innocent or guilty, you're taking the risk. Because,
that's a risk.
You know, yeah, it's a risk. I mean, some people put up houses. Some people put up life insurance policies. Some people put up a lot of collateral, you know, because
yeah,
they got 10%. Yeah, you know, so, I mean, if you run, how much concern do you have for the people that's bailing you out?
Right.
You know, whether you defended somebody's honor or not. I'm putting up my house, so if you run, I'm going to be homeless. Now I might have
mm-hmm.
to commit a crime. You know,
right,
so,
pay
so,
that
you know,
bill.
Is that not even
right.
so much as that, to come look for your crazy self, because you done put me in a jam. So, I mean, it's a lot of variables to the situation, but some
yeah.
things is just cut and dry, like a rape case, domestic violence
yeah.
case, you know, a high profile.
What do you mean a rape case?
Whereas if you go out and just deliberately take advantage of somebody sexually, I'm not bailing you out.
Okay.
You need your head examined. You need to be in there. Or if you just go out and just outright murder somebody for no reason over something real stupid that should have been worked out or talked out, I'm not bailing you out because that's like crazy. You know, it's just, you know, you're not, it's just sad. I mean, it's a sad situation to be in, to put yourself in that situation anyway. to where it's
but
you have
to. But you know
to,
what? Nowadays, people are, you know, as of recently in New York, there has been an increase in a lot of cops, confrontations, cops shooting at alleged drug dealers.
I read something about the guy in the Bronx was running from the police.
Right.
They chased him and ran. They ran in his house, and they shot him.
Yep.
So now, my thing is this. If you chase this guy, and, you know, whether it's one block, two blocks, three blocks, whatever, how long you chased him.
And he didn't shoot you.
He didn't shoot at you in the process of running from you. So you
right.
just took it upon yourself to run up in this man's house, which he felt was his safe haven, and you shot him anyway. So that tells me you were going to kill him anyway in the street if you had
exactly.
him cornered somewhere.
That's what most people have been saying lately.
So the flip side is if I go out and I'm out and about doing whatever, and let's say a cop violates me or somebody in my family, and I witness it, and I go after the cop, and I shoot the cop. Oh, every cop in the world is going to be looking for me. You understand what I'm saying? And it's so, but they're never going to look at the situation of what happened. The only thing they're going to look at, a black man shoots a cop, or a convicted felon on parole shoots a cop. Now, if the cop shoots the kid, the only thing they're going to look at, did he have a gun or was he drug-related or whatever. They're not going to look at the variables the way they look at the variables if I shoot the cop. So it's really no justice there because if you know, I mean, history has proven it. Look at, let's go back to the Eleanor Bumpus situation, for those who remember. The police were not police were not trained enough to know that Eleanor Bumpus, what was she, like 60-something years old, 80-something years old, holding a knife? Had they known she was mentally disturbed, they wouldn't have had to shoot her full of holes. They could have just took their nightstick and took the knife from her. The lady was mentally disturbed, handling a knife. So she wasn't no threat. She was more of a threat to herself than anything. But did they have time to think? Did they think on those levels?
Well,
were they trained properly?
As a law enforcement person of interest, you don't have time to think because when you hesitate, that could be your last time thinking.
You're not allowed to waste time. I understand that, but on that situation, let's create the scenario. You get called out to respond to a call. You go up into a building. It's an 80-year-old lady. She's standing 15 feet. She's standing anywhere from 10 to 15 feet away from you. You tell her to drop the knife. She's so incoherent from being mentally disturbed, she don't understand what you're saying. You tell her again to drop the knife. She's not lunging at you. She's not coming towards you. She's just standing there holding a knife. Might even be shaking because she might have Tourette's or anything. So now you have a choice. You can either take your stun gun out and stun her. You can take your pepper spray out and pepper spray her. You can take your stun gun out. The taser, you can tase her. You can pepper spray her. You know what I'm saying?
Only supervisors have stuff.
It doesn't matter whoever has what. It's more ways.
But you're right. They did not have to shoot her.
So let's fast forward.
A person can throw a knife at you.
We're not creating add-on scenarios. Let's fast forward to this day and time now, where technology is more advanced and the police are supposed to be more trained like I said, you done chased this guy, however long you done chased him, he runs up in his house, you run up in his house, invade his family's privacy. Okay, he committed a crime, whatever he committed, he did, you chased him. But did you have to shoot him? So you mean he ran up in his house to go get his gun to fire on you? Or you just took it upon yourself to open fire? I mean, it's just a lot of
Well, according to the radio transmissions, it says he has a gun. Now, whether they just say that just to cover themselves.
Did he have a gun?
I'm just saying, that's why people chased him. No, they said we believe he has a gun.
Was the gun recovered?
No.
Point proven right there.
There was no gun.
So, absolutely. So, my point.
There was probably marijuana that he was hiding in the bathroom.
If I go out and I kill a cop and my people know I'm guilty, or I shoot anybody deliberately, and I go to jail, they're not obligated to bail me out. Even if I'm in good standards or good whatever, I committed a crime, I have to go take care of my punishment.
Right.
But, like I said, certain crimes have variables to it. But when you look at, like I said, sex crimes, domestic violence, those are crimes against children. Those are crimes where, no, I wouldn't bail you out. Point blank. No, you're not getting out. Not on my dollar. Not on my collateral. So
you feel that based on whatever type of crime that an individual does determines whether or not you personally would bail them out?
Absolutely. I mean, you, like I said, I have experience. I've been behind the wall before. You know, I've been in camps.
Yeah.
I've been behind the wall. I done did time. So I know what it is. And I don't recommend prison to my worst enemy, unless you're a rapist, unless you're a child molester, unless you just run around just doing things to old people and, you know, domestic violence, beating up on women and stuff like that. You deserve to be in a cage. You know,
okay,
if you're
doing those type of crimes and you go to jail, I'm quite sure they're going to make their lives more miserable once they're in there.
Well, the prison has changed. Contrary to what people might believe, prison has changed a lot. You get dealt with in prison, but it's more you're more protected now because, you know, I mean, it all depends on who the person is you violated. You know, it's a lot of variables that goes along with that because, you know, rapists no longer get attacked in prison the way they used to. Snitches no longer get attacked in prison the way they used to. You know, it's just changed. Everything has changed because everybody's on this cooperation thing. You know, everybody wants to tell. Everybody wants to tell a story now. But yet, when you commit a crime, you don't want nobody to tell on you. But yet, you'll sit down and tell somebody's story. Even if you tell the story to a Don Diva magazine, to a Feds magazine, you still dry snitching. What are you talking about? If the police come get you, they come in to get you. They know something that you don't know. So why would you tell them something? You're a fool.
Right.
Anybody that does that is a fool. So, you know, that's just the way society is. So, if a person goes to jail, the person thinks, oh, so-and-so, shot so-and-so, whatever. So now all somebody else got to do is go back, crime victims, they want some money, 577 tips. Oh, I know who shot so-and-so. He up in the house right now. If you go get him, he right there. That's $25,000 somebody done just made.
Wow. This is really a serious topic that I think that I should continue this subject again next week. And unfortunately, we only have a minute left in the show, but I want to thank you for calling in and spreading some insight on why a person may or may not bail an individual out. And hopefully you tune in next week at 6:30 to blogtalkradio.com/HearNoEvil. And until next week, please tune in. Try to get one of my books at futurenetworkproductions.com, barnesandnoble.com, lulu.com, or amazon.com. Just search for Books by Darlene Lewis. Until next week.
Peace.
Bad boy, man, I should've listened. Yeah. It's all good, though. Sometimes in life, you know, situations come your way. You just gotta make good decisions, man. You know? You gotta know your focus in life. And if love is your focus, then, man, pay attention.